This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. economy cannot fully move on until workers have somewhere to put their kids while they go to work. One of the problems with this is that hiring at childcare centers still lags behind other sectors. It's been hard to find teachers and providers. Employers in other competing sectors, like Amazon and Target, have increased wages to attract their own workers. Despite all this, federal data from September shows the situation in the childcare industry is slowly starting to improve. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that one.
For more than a year, Heather Gorski has been trying to recruit teachers for the four early childhood care centers she runs in Southern California.
It was simply no one was applying. People were still very fearful of coming back to work.
But last month, a couple of applications came in.
And I was able to hire two different people, so that was wonderful.
Many childcare centers are still understaffed, but the number of people working in that field did tick up last month by about 3%. That might be because of childcare stabilization grants from the American Rescue Plan. Ashley Williams with the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at UC Berkeley says those dollars can be used to attract and keep teachers.
Recruitment bonuses or hero pay, bonus pay, or incentives to retain the workforce.
But because early childhood education is one of the lowest paid fields in the U.S., Williams says it'll take more than that to make childcare sustainable long term. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.